Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Well, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome to another inspiring episode of the Silsila, the Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we are hoping that you are safe and sound and that your family is also safe and sound. When you are making dua for yourself, your family, your society, then also remember the ummah in your duas, that somewhere in the world, some Muslim might be sick and suffering. Make dua for their shifa and for their speedy recovery. Some Muslim out there might be suffering at the hands of oppressors. Make dua for their protection. By making dua for others and they don't know you're making dua, this has great benefits for you. It's mentioned in a narration that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel to say Ameen to your du'as that you make for another Muslim without them knowing that you're making du'a for them. Subhanallah. And makes du'a, that angel also makes du'a for you. What du'a are you making for other Muslims? For example, you're saying, oh Allah Azza wa Jal, grant protection to that family, that Muslim family, that brother, that sister, and their family members. The angel says, Ameen. And may Allah grant you and your family protection as well. Subhanallah. So you are benefiting actually. But do it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talking about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's make good intentions. That as the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make those good intentions that we are watching, we are listening to the silsila for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What we learn, we will try to practice and convey this message to others as well, insha'Allahu azza wa jal. Today we are going to be talking about one of the great heroes of Islam, one who sacrificed his life and his family for the upliftment of the deen, Sayyidina Imam, the leader of the martyrs as well, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, inshallah azza wa jal. More on that a little bit later. Let's mention a beautiful narration. A beautiful narration that is narrated by the father of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the fourth khalifa of Islam, the fourth successor of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, the Lion of Allah. He says, whenever you pass by a masjid, then send salat, send durood upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. How many times we are driving or walking and we passing by a masjid, let us recall this fragrant saying of Mawla Ali karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. And when we see that masjid, we make ziyarah of a masjid, send durood e pak, send salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a beautiful kalam. So let's listen, let's get in inspiration as well, and we will continue thereafter, inshallah ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Ay waliye Madina, bulwaiye Madina. 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 Madina, ay waliye Madina, bulwaiye Madina,
Madina,
Madina, Madina.
مدینہ 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 مدت سے میرے دل
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے، عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے، عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے، دے دیجئے بقی اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ، دے دیجئے بقی اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ،
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. ماشاء اللہ عز و جل، سبحان اللہ، what a beautiful melodious kalam, سبحان اللہ. Continue listening to these kinds of kalams. These kalams are not for entertainment purposes. These types of kalams are there to infuse, to instill, and to grow love of the beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sahaba ikram, ahlul bayt, awliya Allah, the pious people, deep into our hearts. And Panchtan Pak, which believer, which Muslim does not adore them, does not love them, each and every single one of us? The beloved master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mula Ali karamullah ta'ala, wajhahul kareem, asadullah, shere khuda, the lion of Allah azza wa jal, the princess of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the queen, the leader of the women in Jannah, Sayyidah Fatima Zahra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and Hassanain Kareemain, Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, the leaders of the youth of Jannah. We love them, but loving them means that I need to follow them. Loving them, not just lip service. Love them through our actions as well. And this is where, when they say, actions speak louder than words. If I say I love them, but I'm doing all the things that they forbade, I'm doing those things that would displease them, how am I loving them? Let's listen a little bit about this great personality, the grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the son of Lady Fatima Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha and Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu, the brother of Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Listen a little bit about him in order for us to receive motivation and follow in his footsteps. We all know the incident of Karbala, the huge sacrifice that he had done, that the Sahaba in Ahlul Bayt Athar, the purified household of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what they had done. We can never reach their level. It's not possible. They gave the ultimate sacrifice of their lives. Rather than pledge allegiance to an oppressor, to a fasiq, a fajir, one who went directly against the sharia, no. Rather, we sacrifice our lives so the flag of Islam flies high. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. One day, our master, Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, is in the gathering of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, was also Katib-e Wahi, one of the scribes that would write down the revelation of the Quran. So Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is sitting in one of the gatherings of Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. and a person starts to mention personalities who have great lineages, nasab, and who have a high rank and status in society. Subhanallah. Remember, in front of Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, somebody is praising people who have high ranks and great lineage and family background. And who is present? Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he asks the people who are there in that gathering, do you people know who is the most honorable in respect of his parents, his paternal grandfather, paternal grandmother, maternal grandfather, maternal grandmother, maternal aunt, and maternal uncle? The people said, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, O Commander of the Believers, you know better than us. Sayyidina Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what does he do next? He takes hold of the blessed hand of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And he says, this person before you is that most honorable personality. His father is the lion of Allah, Mawla Ali Mushkil Kushah. His noble mother is Sayyida Bibi Lady Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, the beloved daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His maternal grandfather is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His maternal grandmother is Sayyida Lady Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha. His paternal uncle is Sayyidina Ja'far Tayyar radiallahu anhu. His paternal aunt is Hala bint Abu Talib. His maternal uncle is Sayyidina Qasim radiallahu anhu, the son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And his maternal aunt is Sayyida Lady Zainab radiallahu anha, the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. What a lineage. What a family background. And the people, whoever was there, they acknowledged that indeed you have spoken the absolute truth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestow His mercy upon him, and may you and I, may we be forgiven for His sake without accountability. Ameen bijahi khatimin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu teaches us many lessons. And again, if we love Him, let's follow Him. Let's follow Him. Let's not follow our desires or societal pressures. Read about Him. Read about His blessed biography. Read about the blessed biography of Sayyidina Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu anhu, about Ahlul Bayt Athar, about Sahaba Ikram, about the pious predecessors, Awliya Allah. Read about the great Islamic scholars of Islam. And of course, read about the seerah of the blessed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And make an intention to follow, because they lived the best lives. They lived their lives in accordance with what the Quran orders, what pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at his respect for his elder brother. You know, Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, they had an unshakable, unbreakable bond. When we look at when they were little, when they were toddlers, when they were small, subhanallah, how the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how he loved him to bits. That even when he would go into sajda, whilst in salah, Allahu Akbar, they would climb onto his back. And he would prolong that sajda with more tasbihat, so that he doesn't suddenly awaken and they fall and get hurt. Allah. When he would sit on his mimbar sharif, advising the people, warning the people, they would come. They would run around. He would put them on his lap. One day, subhanallah, he has Hasanain Karimain, Sayyidina Imam Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhuma, on his blessed shoulders or his blessed back, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a sahabi, a blessed companion, says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how wonderful is the ride? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, O my sahabi, and how wonderful are the riders. So grandparents out there, we can learn so much to love our children, to give them that attention, to play with them, to develop a strong bond with them. We don't need to go left, right, center, nowhere else. If we learn about the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we learn about these Islamic personalities, we don't need to go anywhere else. Nobody can teach us, because it's all there in black and white. Starting with the glorious Quran, the blessed ahadith, the lives of the pious people. So much, so many, thousands of them that are there to show us the best way to live this short life. Subhanallah. One day, somebody was asking, they were in need. So they were asking Sayyiduna Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu anhu. And he replied, it is not allowed to ask, to beg, except for in three cases, an abundance of debt. A person owes a lot. He may ask, furthermore, poverty that turns one into a beggar, and a great amount of security. So the person humbly said, Ya Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, I have come to you because of one of these reasons. Sayyiduna Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he commanded to give 100 dinars, gold coins, to that person. The person leaves and goes to Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu to also ask something. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu advised him with the same words of his big brother Imam Hassan Mujtaba radiallahu anhu. And the person gave the same reply. The martyr of Karbala, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, asked that man, how much did my beloved brother give you? He replied, he gave me 100 dinars, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, out of respect for his big brother, not wanting to give, to exceed and or be equal to his big brother, gave the man 99 dinars. Subhanallah. Look at that love. Look at that mahabba. Look at that tight connection they had with each other. Look at the respect. Just that, you know, I don't give more than my beloved big brother, or I don't give the same amount, I'm giving you 99 dinars. The person then goes to Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and also asks for something. He gave the person 7 dinars. The person mentioned that I have been to Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhuma, and this is how much they gave me, 199. So Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says that, how strange it is. Do you think I am like them? Do you deem me to be like them? They both are indeed an ocean of knowledge and wealth. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sahaba ikram alim ridwan, they knew the status of Hassanain Karimain radiallahu anhuma. They saw it. They saw when they were little how the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam interacted with them, treated them, the immense love that he showed to them. They knew this very well. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, Sayyiduna Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and every single Sahabi. This is why we love them. That's the reason. We also love them because they're the companions. That they are the shining, guiding stars. Whichever one you follow, you will be rightly guided. Never ever allow shaitan, iblis, the cursed and humiliated one, to enter any type of waswasa and evil whispering in your heart and mind. Anything negative against any sahabi. Never allow it. If this thought creeps in, you must identify and recognize that this is from shaitan. Recite, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Turn to your left side, spit 3 times just with the sound, like you are spitting on the face of shaitan. And also, never allow his evil whisperings to enter the heart. Anything negative against Ahlul Bayt Athar, do the same practice as well. This also applies to the Awliya Allah, to the pious predecessors and the righteous ulama of Islam. Because he tries to take out that respect from the heart of a person for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for Sahaba Ikram, for Ahlul Bayt, for Awliya Allah. When that love and respect is gone, what's left? What is left? These are our leaders, these are our role models, our heroes. Not the superficial heroes that we have out there in the entertainment industries, in the sports industry. No. Who are they? Who has put them on the pedestal? The puppet makers, the puppeteers, the agents of shaitan. They have placed these person, these so-called celebrities and actors and musicians and entertainers and comedians and all of this bunch of people, the agents of shaitan have placed them on high pedestals to make them rich and famous, to influence you and me. That's the whole idea. They use these puppets to influence us to live a certain way which is totally against Islamic values. Oh, lovers and devotees of the Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt, have you seen from the narration the deep love, reverence and respect of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu for his elder brother, Sayyidina Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba radiallahu anhu? Should we not learn this? Should we not apply this in our lives? For those who have siblings, brothers or sisters, should we not have that special bond, even if it's a milk brother or milk sister? Subhanallah, learn. Let us learn from these grand personalities. Not just be amazed by these waqi'at and these narrations, no. Let us learn something and apply. One day, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu heard that Imam Hassan and Hussein radiyallahu anhuma, they had some disagreement and they stopped talking. So he goes to Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, "Ya Hussein, my beloved Hussein radiyallahu anhu, you are the smaller brother. You know, why don't you go? Why don't you go to your big brother and apologize? So you all can mend your relations and come back to talking terms. Because you all are our leaders. People look up to you all." Allah subhanallah. Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, "If I had not heard the narration that the summary of which is, the person who initiates the reconciliation, who starts it, will enter Jannah first, then I would have went to him." In other words, I want my big brother to go to Jannah before me. I don't want to go before him. Look at the mindset. Look at the mentality. Although they had a disagreement, but look what he's thinking about. That I wish for my big brother to come to me to initiate the reconciliation, because I want him to go to Jannah first. I want him to go before me. Oh, Muslims, oh, those who have siblings, ask the person who has no sibling, who's the only child, what the feeling is like. They would wish, especially when they were little growing up, how I wish I had a brother or a sister to play with, to share my toys with. So siblings, that's your blood. They must have our respect. Keep in touch with them. There would be many Muslims out there. Maybe your siblings, maybe your brother or your sister is living in another country, is living on another continent or city far away from you. Technology is available. Keep in touch with them. Even if it's once a week, keep in touch. You don't wait for them. You don't think that, you know. And think about this narration that I mentioned. Look at the behavior, the mindset of our master, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He's teaching us. 1400 years ago, plus minus, he's teaching us that keep the ties strong. Don't let shaitan come between y'all and break those ties. Keep it strong and solid. Have a good opinion of each other, for any Muslim for that fact. But when it comes to siblings, there's a soft spot, of course. Without a shadow of doubt. Because, I mean, y'all, in the blood, don't feel that they haven't, I always am the one to initiate the conversation, to make the call, the video call, or to send a message. No, this time, I'm not going to do it. No, don't have that mindset. This is a satanic mindset from Shaitan. Because he wants to create the distance between you and your sibling, you and your family, you and your parent, you and your child. And he loves that. For him, that's one of the best things for a household to get disrupted, to fragment into pieces. Because each household that is destroyed, what do you think happens to the society at large? The society crumbles. Morals are gone. Manners are gone. Modesty is gone. Morality is gone. So, let's think about this. If you are the one who always keeps the connection alive, you continue. You continue with good intentions. And through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll be rewarded for that. Inshallah sabjim. Our master, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Look at his humbleness. Look at his humility. I mean, he is a leader of the youth of Jannah. The beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his grandfather. Mawla Ali karamullah ta'ala wajhahul kareem, the lion of Allah, is his father. The leader of the ladies of Jannah is his mother, Sayyidah Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. But look at his humbleness, his humility. One day, Sayyidina Muhammad bin Ali bin Hussein rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that my grandfather, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, was going towards a certain place. He was walking. And along the way, he meets with a Sahabi, a great Sahabi, Sayyidina Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu was riding on a mule. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was walking. Immediately, this Sahabi, he dismounts, he gets off his ride. He says, Ya Hussein radiallahu anhu, please, you mount this ride. Let's ride together. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, he declined. He wanted to walk. Sayyidina Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu, he insisted to the point that he gave an oath that Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu must also mount the ride. And due to his persistence, his insistence, and his taking an oath, Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu agreed. And he said, I don't like for me to sit at the front of the animal. I will sit behind you. Because I heard a saying of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from my blessed mother, Sayyidah Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha, that the owner of the ride is deserving of sitting at the front of his ride. When Sayyidina Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he hears this, he says, the princess of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken the truth. I heard the same from my father, Sayyidina Bashir radiallahu anhu, as stated by Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, also accept that person who is permitted by the owner of the ride to sit in the front. Listening to this, Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu then sat at the front, and Sayyidina Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu sat behind. Look at the humbleness, look at the humility. Oh, lovers of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, oh, lovers of the Sahaba and Ahlul Bayt, should we also not display that amongst the believers, amongst the Muslims, amongst your family members, amongst your friends? It's something for us to think about. We have a short clip. We'll be right back, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah Hazrat Ali Rahma is talking about the blessed hands of Mustafa alayhi salatu wasalam, symbol of generosity of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He says, "Haath jis samt utha ghani kar diya, haath jis samt utha ghani kar diya, mauje behrez samahat pilakhon salam." Which means, wherever his hand was raised, he made others rich. Peace be upon the waves of this sea of bounty. Generosity of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. May millions of salutations be upon the waves of this sea of bounty. Generosity. Generosity of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Yes, respected viewers of Madani Sharim, no one is more generous than my beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. Another place, Allah Zatari Rahmat Rahman says, Wah kya judo karam hai, shahe batha tera. Wah kya judo karam hai, shahe batha tera. Nahi sunta hi nahi mangane wala tera. A sakhi is a person who grants others but keeps something for himself also. Jawad is that person who gives whatever he has to others. Subhanallah. This is the zaat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. Jawad. This is his jood. Jood o karam. His blessing is such. He grants. He doesn't keep anything for himself. This is the zaat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wassalam. He is such generous. Wah kya jood o karam hai. Shahe batha tera. And this karam, this jood, the sahaf Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam is such. Nahi sunta hi nahi mangane wala tera. No, is not heard from the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallama. Why? Because na kehna aadat nahi Rasulullah ki. This is not amongst the habits of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam to return someone who has come in the court of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. This is the shan of the generosity of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallama. He grants someone to the extent that he becomes satisfied. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers of Madani Sharim, that's why Ala Hazrat is writing, Haath jis samt utha ghani kar diya, mauje behre samahat pilakhon salam.
Haath jis samt utha ghani kar diya, haath jis samt utha ghani kar diya, haath jis samt utha ghani kar diya, mujhe bahar samahat pe lakhon salam. Mustafa jaane rahmat pe lakhon salam. Shama'e bazme hidayat pe lakhon salam.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indeed, those who honor, who give reverence, who love the Ahlul Bayt Athar, then there are great rewards and bounties for that person in this world, the grave and the hereafter. If you know any Sadat in your area, any Sayyid in your area, that maybe financially they are going through some trials and challenges, with good intentions to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, help them with no strings attached, out of love for the Ahlul Bayt, help them. You will be smiling on the Day of Judgment. If your intention is pure and you help them, this family, the family members of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they always displayed that love, that ishq, that mahabba, that mawadda for the Sahaba ikram. Once Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu was returning from a janazah salah, he felt tired and he sat at a certain place to take some rest. The great Sahabi, the number one hadith narrator, Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, what did he start doing? He started to dust off the blessed feet of Sayyiduna Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu with his own shawl. He started to dust his blessed. Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu said, "Please don't do this." He forbade him from doing it. Sayyiduna Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said, "By Allah Azza wa Jal,
If people knew what I know about your grandeur, your status, your honor, then they would lift you upon their shoulders. Subhanallah. This was the relationship between the honorable Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan and the Ahlul Bayt Athar. Lessons for us to also love all of them. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of